Welcome to the Authors Network Radio Show, a weekly show where we will feature the work of authors from around the world. Tune in and listen to their stories, as well as tips and insights into authorship. Now here's your host and best-selling author, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and we are on Authors Radio Network and Tough Talk Radio Network. Super excited today, as I am every Tuesday afternoon, when I get to interview the top 12 speakers that are going to be at the TX Authors Conference in Austin, April 30th and May 1st. Really, really excited about that. I just can't wait for it. Of course, I'll be one of the presenters as well. So if you're an author, a speaker, someone that's looking to be an author, maybe you've written a book a couple years ago and can't find the books in the trunk of your car, this is going to be an opportunity for you to get into a room with 200 like-minded people and approximately 12, 13 people presenting in front of the room that could help you do just about anything needed in the world of writing a book, marketing a book, turn it into a movie, even giving your 5-7 second pitch on it, your elevator pitch, as they call it, your lunch line pitch, sound bites, all different types of things, how to publish a book, how to plan, all kinds of different opportunities for you to be involved in making your book a bestseller. Now, when we talk about being a bestseller, there's on Amazon, there's the New York bestseller list, and that's really important. But I got to tell you, after that's over, 90 days into the process, to me, what matters about becoming a bestseller is the sale of the books. You know, are you buying 100 books every 2-3 months? Are you using them to market yourself as a speaker? Are you using them at exhibits, book signings? What are you doing with all that? And just like any other business, there's always bumps in the roads. There's always reasons, good reasons, even ones we believe ourselves that we can't succeed in what it is that we're doing. So as I mentioned, this would be a real good opportunity for you as an author or a speaker, a business owner, maybe a resource for authors, to take advantage of going to txauthors.com. Click on the tab that says CAOD, Celebration of Authors Dinner. So I think I have it wrong, COAD, sorry about that. And register. This is going to be something you're going to want to be at. It's a two-day event. If you've never been to Austin, well, it's to be a time of your life. If you've been there before, you know what I'm talking about. Most important, you'll get to meet Alan Bourgeois, the founder of TX Authors. You'll get to meet someone that's a very servant leader to the authors in the state of Texas and across the country as well. So make sure to check it out. I'm very excited about it. Today we have a gentleman by the name of Jeff Van Der Off. I told him I would mess up his name trying to say it too many times. We're going to have him pronounce it properly. He's from Belgium, and he's been living in Houston for the past year. So he's in advertising and technology, and he has a lot to bring to the show. You're going to be able to learn a whole bunch more about that. Before we get to that, I just want to do a little housekeeping. You can go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, connect with us, be a guest on any of the shows that are there, learn more about hosting your own show or being a better guest on the shows. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, anywhere that you use social media, type in Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone, and we like to connect with you. We're always interested in building relationships with people, not only across the country, but around the world. As you know, internet radio allows you to reach 54 million people a month. Amazing what the internet can do, right? Okay, so before we bring up my guest, I just want to ask you a question. We just got through March. We're into April, start of the fourth quarter, so to speak, of the first quarter of the year. As a business owner, if you're an author or a speaker, don't kid yourself, you are in business. Even if you have a full-time job, it's still a business, unless you're that person that can't find a box of books in the trunk of their car. But here's the deal. We just got through March Madness, and I'm not a big basketball fan, but I got to tell you, being from Philadelphia, I was really excited that Villanova won. But what about business owners? What about that? You know, the first 3 months of the year, are you doing what you planned in January? Is it going the way you want it? Are you that Cinderella team that made it from the odds of never making it to winning? Are you that team that was picked to overachieve and you can't even be seen on the radar? Have you looked back at what you've been doing? Do you even know where the piece of paper is that you wrote down your goals for 2016? So I describe March Madness a little different. I believe that after March is over, we're rolling into April, and it's time to look back and see what we've done. That is if you want to succeed in the second quarter of the year, which will really give you the results of the fourth quarter of the year and the whole year of 2016. So I hope you'll take time out, understand the value of looking back to see what you're doing. It's sort of like taking a look in the mirror, right? What can you do to improve what you started out to do? Now, I get it, folks. Life's busy, right? They went and put technology and the internet, social media, and oh my goodness, Snapchat, you could just name it all, right? So it keeps us very busy when we're driving, walking, and supposedly paying attention to the people we're having dinner with. But the reality of it is, it's the choice that you make today is going to help you for tomorrow. So take a look at where you're going. Make sure that you're on the right path you set out to be. Adjust your GPS. Get back into the swing of things. And make sure at the end of the first quarter, you've been recognized as a leader in what you're doing. Okay, so I mentioned my guest, Jeff Vanderhoff, is from Belgium, and I don't want to waste any more time. He's in Houston now, which is at 12 miles from where I'm at. So I want to bring him up. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. We're always excited when we can get people to take time out of their busy day and come share with our audience what it is that they do, why it is that they do it, and how others can learn from it. So I mentioned you're from Belgium, and so for the people out there listening to me butcher your last name, could you pronounce it for us?
Yeah, well, it's a Dutch last name, so no problem. It's we would say Van der Avoort, but I'm used to the name being butchered. No worries.
Okay, so you said that you've been living here in Houston for the past year. What brought you to Houston?
Well, the business, actually. So we started our company here in the U.S. Well, like you said, I'm originally from Belgium, but our main audience is here in the U.S., so we want to be here.
Can you tell the people what it is that your business is? I mean, I know that they go to www.squirrel.co. to learn a lot more about it. But can you tell us, give us the breakdown of what it is that you do, and I'd like to know what made you come to doing it.
Exactly. Well, we're actually the very first location-based book discovery app. And I always like to give the example of Sherlock Holmes. So let's say you like detectives and you're on holiday in London and you pass by Baker Street. You would get a notification on your phone saying, hey, you just passed by a location from Sherlock Holmes. And if the author or publisher has then added the part of the book that plays right there, the excerpt, then you just find yourself, you can read that part where you're standing and you find yourself in the middle of the story. So we're location-based book discovery. And actually, I came up with it a couple of years ago. I was reading On the Road by Jack Kerouac, and I was just sitting next to my computer reading, and I looked up every place, every bar, even the songs. And there was something really magical happening there between reality and the story. So I thought something like that must be there already, but it wasn't. So what do you do when it's not there? You build it yourself. So it's been going great.
Now, is that your background? Is that what you, did you go to college for this? What gave you the ability to understand the technology, or did you just find people to do it for you?
Well, I have a background in advertising and product development, and I've always been working on that the border between the analog and the digital world for brands like Lego and Philips and Hasbro. And the more digital we get, I mean, we're all reading ebooks these days. We're all using iPads. But digital is perfect, and the more digital it is, the more people want to go back to something more real. And I think that's an interesting development that's going on these days, is finding that match between both worlds and bringing reality back to the digital world. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with Squirrel, is just bring all those books back to where people are, literally. You can literally bump into a book with ours, and you're standing right in the context. So that is very real.
Okay, so I'm on your website, squirrel.co, and I'm looking at, I'm trying to understand more what it is. So, I'm familiar with Foursquare. I can check in wherever I'm at, and some people know where I'm at. And is this kind of similar to that? I mean, it says a place for authors, connect with your audience on a whole new level. Use our free author tool to bring the characters and places from your book to life right in front of your readers. So explain that.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Well, I think Foursquare is a great example. I like to say sometimes it's a Foursquare for books. And it's not that much about search, because there's websites out there that show you some locations of books. There have been authors who create their own list of the locations from their books. But you, first of all, you kind of have to be a fan of that author. You have to know the author. You really have to search. Ours is really about discovery. So you just go about your day. Your phone is in your pocket, and when we feel you pass by a location that might be of interest to you from a book, then it pops you up. So we really want to bring you books that you might not have discovered in any other way.
Okay. And for an author, am I understanding this correctly by your website? It's a free app or something, or a free tool?
Yeah. So I mean, the app itself you can download on iTunes. It's at the moment it's available for iPhone. But you don't need an iPhone as an author to add your books to the app and your location. So we have an author tool that is available from our website, from squirrel.co. And Squirrel, you spell S-Q-U-I-R-L. There's a little story, a background story behind that I will tell later. But so there you can find our author tool. You can log in there and you can just add your own profile with a photo and a little bit of background about yourself. You can link through to your Facebook or Twitter if you want to, and then you can just go ahead and start adding your books and your locations. And of course, you can always link through to your buy pages on Amazon or iBooks.
Okay, so I'm going to use myself as an example. Walk me through this. If I have authored a few books and I want to go on your website, all I have to do is go to squirrel.co. Go on there, and I'm looking around, and so it says sign up your email, I'm an author.
Yeah.
Do I get involved with you?
Yeah, there's an author button on top of the page.
Okay.
So you just click on that one, and then you can sign up, and you're good to go.
Okay, so I can create my own account, sign in, I have a password, and I can connect, and then I'll see everything inside of it. And
exactly.
It doesn't cost me anything to sign up.
No, it doesn't cost you anything. So you don't really need the app to put your locations in. That all goes through a website, because we feel, I mean, it's still a much better experience than trying to put stuff in through an app, because we're still talking about content here. You can add the excerpt for every book, so that will be hard to copy paste or to write in on an app. So you can have your big screen at home, just sit in front of your computer, and then take your time to do all that.
All right. Well, very good. I'm gonna try that. So, all right. So how do you? So my first question is, how do you make money out of this?
that's a really good question, man. And I get that asked a lot. So first of all, every time that's why you can link through to your Amazon or iBooks page. So every time one of our users clicks through to buy your book from our app, we get a percentage of the purchase price from Amazon or iBooks. So there's no money coming from the author or from the user. It comes through the retailer. And then also we'll be building some pro author tools. So what they like to call, in my world, a freemium tool. So it's free to add your books and locations. Do you want the extra things? We'll have a premium offer there. So on a monthly subscription, you'll be able to get some analytics, for example, but also to get your book featured within a certain area. So let's say you you wrote a thriller in Houston, you will be able to really focus on people who like thrillers and who are in Houston at that point. So there'll be a little bit of advertising involved too, but always relevant to the user.
Mm. This is very cool. I'm in already, just so the listeners know. I went in, I put my information. It was very simple. All I had to do was remember my email and create a password. Just that simple.
Yeah,
we
feel it's a win-win for everyone. It's good for the reader, it's good for the author, and I mean, it's free, so why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you add your locations?
Well, you know, the thing of it is, so I was getting ready to ask, you know, how do I figure out how to do this? And I went to clicked on User Guide. There's a video. It doesn't get easier than that, so that's very cool. Now, I want to, I see on here, download on Apple, on App Store for Apple. We are not currently supporting Android. I'm assuming that that's in the works.
Yeah, well, we're a startup, right? So we're a bootstrap startup, so we had to make a choice. And the reason we went for Apple is that people click through more often to buy things on iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good for us, but it's also good for the author, of course, because we want to have people buy your book.
So if I have a Samsung, you know, an Android, and I wanted to get the app and put it on my phone, is that possible?
Not at the moment. No, that is a different kind of coding we have to apply. But we first want to make the experience really good on iPhone, and then we'll port that over to an Android version.
Okay, very good. I mean, hey, I'm not an Apple guy, but I understand that that's probably the most recognized opportunity there to start with. So awesome. So I want to find out, going to Austin in the end of this month, I mean, I'm super excited about meeting the people there. I'm assuming that you're part of Texas TX Authors. And I mentioned to you in the beginning, if you've written a book. Now, I probably can't count how many times someone's probably asked you if you've written a book yet. But what is your plan on that? Is once this comes off the ground, are you going to create a book of some sort to market yourself as someone from Belgium that came to the States, that created a business and bootstrapped it and took it all the way through the process? I know right now you probably don't have time to think. Has anyone approached you about that?
Not really, but it is something I would like to do, of course. English is not my first language, so it's a bit harder to do that, but there's always ways around that. But I think I can bring a lot to the table, exactly again about that bridge between analog and digital, especially for the publishing industry, because I have the feeling they've been trying to crack the code for years. And there's some things that I can really bring to the table out there. So that would be a great thing to do. But at the moment, I hardly have time to read a book anymore since I started the business. So I guess I have to make some time for it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, it's all a process, and we work really hard at doing what we're trying to do. And then, you know, everything just seems to nothing's easy about having your own business. I mean, it sounds great, but there's a lot of work involved. Now, can I ask you a personal question, if you don't mind? Are you married?
No.
Okay. So you probably do spend every waking hour working.
Pretty much, yeah. We try to relax a little bit here, too. That's no problem.
Mm, very good, very good. So, Jeff, tell me, being here in the States for almost a year now, what do you and we won't talk about the political race because that's just confusing in itself. But what do you see different here than from Belgium? I mean, what is the things that really stand out to you? Is it the environment? Is it the food? I mean, what do you find so completely different that you didn't expect?
Yeah. Well, I've been living in the U.S. a couple of times. I was an exchange student in California when I was 17. Did an internship here, and so now it's my third time here. And it's just that belief in yourself. I think the Belgians are always, they like to be in their underdog position, and they're never good enough. But here, if you want to do something, it's fine. If you're failing, that's still fine. So it's really a different experience, especially when you want to start a business. Things are changing a little bit, but it's deeply rooted. So if you want to do something, America is still the place to do it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes being an American, we're so spoiled, we forget about the greatness of our country and what is available to be done here. And it's funny, I often say that people accept failure more than they do success. Sometimes I think it's good to hear someone like yourself say that because, you know, it's like if you lived in Texas all your life and you never went to Oklahoma, you don't know what you're missing out on. So you've been in other places and now you're here. So you have a real true knowledge of it where most of the people in our United States haven't left the town they grew up in. So how about food? Do you find the food here different?
No, I love Tex-Mex, but nothing beats Belgian fries and waffles, of course.
So I've never had Belgian fries. So what is the difference in that?
Yeah, well, you guys would call them French fries, right? But it's not. It doesn't come from the country. It comes from the word too French. But the big thing is to fry them twice on different temperatures. That's how we do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to check that out. I mean, I try to eat healthy, but if I'm going to dip into a French fry, I might as well have it fried twice. That sounds like it would be worthwhile.
And with a good Belgian awesome. Beer, that will work.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So being in the melting pot of Houston, where there's so many different people from so many different parts of the world, have you found a local place that supports a Belgian beer or the Belgian fries or waffles like you're used to?
There's a Belgian bar out here, but I do go back once in a while to Belgium, so I don't really miss it. I try to really live in the place that I am. So I try to experience the Houston cuisine and the Houston bars. That's much better. But it certainly is. That's the great thing about Houston. It's a real melting pot here. That's really great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know I moved here almost 20 years ago thinking that I had to be a cowboy to live here, but it's got so much opportunity. I'm very blessed to be in an environment that offers so much to anyone who wants to work hard, start a business. And, you know, I try not to mention this on the air, but I don't know if you can find real estate cheaper anywhere in the country. So
exactly.
I'm very blessed.
That's really important for us. We're in between coasts here, so we're in between the New York publishing industry and the West Coast technology. So in a way, it's quite interesting to be here. But also exactly real estate is cheap here. So for us to start a business here is quite interesting. We're only a couple of hours away from each coast. But also here locally, for example, TexasAuthors.com. I mean, there's so much talent here, so much different people, a lot of people writing books about completely different subjects. So that's really interesting for us. We already have a couple of locations, book locations in the app in Houston. So if you're in Houston, you should download it and go check some of those things out.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. And I know that I'm going to reach out to you off the air and see you at the end of the month and see how I can help you promote more of this here because there are so many people today that are writing books of all sorts. So my question for you is, how about ebooks? Does it work with ebooks or just physical books? I mean, does it matter?
No, it does not matter. We just link through to your Amazon or iBooks page, and the user can there select do they want a real book or do they want an ebook. So there's really no problem there. We don't make differentiation there. But like you just mentioned before, there's so many people writing so many things, and I think that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to level that playing field. So it doesn't matter if you have a big marketing budget or you have zero budget. People bump into your locations through our app.
Yeah, I'm liking it. I'm totally liking it. And what do you see coming from this? I mean, long, big picture. I know that you're focused on one thing, but do you see this rolling out so it gets on Android? Is it going to compete anything that's out there yet, or are people going to be chasing to catch up to this? I mean, I haven't heard of this yet. Are you the only one in the market?
Well, yeah, if we're looking at competitors, it's really hard to find someone who's doing what we're doing when it's really about discovery. There's a lot of social things going on now, but a lot of times it's still about search, and it's really hard to really discover things that you would not have discovered in any other way. But our vision is very clear, actually. We are the brand that is going to bridge that gap between books and the real world. And today it's an app, but that's just the first iteration. Maybe it becomes wearables. Maybe it's Google Glass if they come out with a new one. Maybe it's virtual reality. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we're ready to adapt to that and just be that brand that will connect both worlds. So that's very exciting for us. For us, this is just the first iteration.
Now, on your website, I've seen that there's an opportunity for investors. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yep.
Are you looking for people to invest in your organization?
Yeah, we've not been actively looking for investors to this point. We're bootstrapped, so we get our own funding and the three Fs, friends, families, and fools, they like to call that. But I think, we have a product now, so it runs. Of course, there's still a lot that we can improve. But I think for the next step, we are going to look into some external investors. For example, I mean, we've been focused on independent authors, but we've been approached by all of the big publishers. So there's some interest there too. And to have a platform for them, we need to build some extra things. So that is something we're looking for investment, external investment. Or in my mind, the best way would be if we could find a couple of high profile authors, who would like to invest in us. That would be great, because all of a sudden you also have a kind of team that can advise you what's good for authors, everything. So that would be the perfect situation, to have a group of authors who are also our investors. But we'll see. That's something for the next month we're definitely looking into.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, time goes really fast here on the show. Let everyone know how they can contact you. I know they can go to sqirl.co, but can they email you? Is there that opportunity as well?
Yeah, you can just email me at Jeff, and that's with one F, because it's the Belgian version of doing a Jeff. So Jeff, J-E-F, at squirrel.co. And maybe it's interesting to tell you a little bit of background information about that name, because we could have written it just like a squirrel, because squirrels find little secret nuggets. But actually, the way we write it, S-Q-U-I-R-L, if you look in the English dictionary, that's the word for a stylized letter. So like you would see at the beginning of an old book, like with a little squirrel in it. So that's the story behind the name. So it might be a bit more easy to write me that. But you can also find us on Twitter or on Facebook, Squirrel Books, or even on Instagram.
So, you're here in Houston. If someone's in Houston, can they sit down with you? Is it all through your website? Do you do any type of local networking where people can come and meet you? Is that opportunity available for people?
Yes, definitely. You can just send me an email for that. I'm traveling quite a lot, but whenever I'm in Houston, just try to reach me and I'll be and talk a little bit more about it. Or if you're at the conference in a couple of weeks in Austin, I'll be there too speaking, so that would be great to meet you guys there.
So let me ask you, how did you meet Alan Boudreau?
I actually met them at a book festival here in Houston at the Manil Collection. And I saw he had all these wonderful books with him. I asked him about it, and he told me about the whole idea behind the Texas Authors, and it sounded great. And we like to be part of the community, so that was a good match there.
Yeah. So I hope that you'll allow us to reach out to you off air to see how we could further help promote what you're doing. I think it's very cool. It's new, and that is really awesome. And I think that you're on to something that, well, if I was on watching Shark Tank on Friday night, I wouldn't be surprised to see this organization there pitching it to the sharks.
Yeah, it's
have
a very
you thought about that?
Company. Yeah, but we're just been going well and we've been building it. So maybe in the next couple of months we'll be thinking about things like that. But for us, we really feel there's a need, both for independent authors as for even the bigger publishers, to just bring books back to where people are and to create that engagement again with the book. Because there's so many other things that people are doing. It's so easy to pick up your phone and start playing a little game on your phone. So we need to make books more and more relevant because there's so much more competition out there for books.
Yeah, you got that right. People are very distracted. I know there's people that like the smell of the book that only read books. I know there's people that will only read it on their device. And then there's the other 80% of the people that don't read at all. So I think that, so this will give them an opportunity.
And like you said, there's something really magical about books still. And I feel the past years with a lot of technology companies have been trying to create a movie version of books or a gaming version of books, but and movies are better being movies, or we just need to go back to what the book really is and make that engaging and relevant again. And that's what we're really trying to do with our app.
Well, man, I really appreciate your time today. I hope that, I know it's going to be a success, this business, and I'm excited to see you at the end of the month, and I'm hoping to have a front row seat to learn more about it when you're speaking. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Looking forward to meet you and all the authors there.
All right. Well, you have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, folks, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. But before we do that, I want to make sure to mention www.squrl.co. Check it out. This is very, very cool. If you're an author, a speaker, or you like to read, this is a site you need to know about, okay? www.squrl.co. And also, okay, while you're in the looking up stage, go to txauthors.com and click on the tab that says COAD, register, because you can meet Jeff in person, and there'll be a dozen other presenters up there that bring the same kind of quality of opportunity to people out there. Check it out. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm going to take a commercial break. We'll come back and wrap it up.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, so you're on Authors Radio Network, and my name is Tony Gambone. We just interviewed an awesome guy by the name of Jeff Vanderhoff, and he is originally from Belgium. He moved here to Houston a little over a year ago, and he has created an opportunity for authors to learn more about how they can use digital products for their books. So make sure to go to www.squrl.co. And also, we want to go to txauthors.com. If you're an author in the state of Texas, if you're not an author in the state of Texas, just an author or a speaker thinking about writing a book, check out this website. Come into Austin, Texas, April 30th, May 1st, to be a part of the TX Authors Conference. It's the fifth year they're doing this. It's going to be at least 200 people in the event. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to learn from like-minded people. Let's face it, folks. We talked about in the beginning of the show about how you can improve on what you're doing. And it's hard sometimes because we're stuck doing what we're doing. You get around some like-minded people. You get to meet people like Alan Bourgeois that can help you with your book or anything about a book. This is where you want to be. Very affordable. And it's a great weekend in Austin. Make sure to check it out. Go to txauthors.com. Click on the COAD tab and register. I look forward to seeing you there. Make sure to tune in next week. We have great guests here every week, and it's going to show you more about what you're going to be able to gain access to when we talk about the txauthors.com. Next week's guest is a gentleman by the name of Roger Leslie. And, he's a multiple award-winning author of fiction and nonfiction books that inspire readers to live the life they dream. Yeah, there's a whole bunch more you're going to learn about him, but I want you to make sure to follow him. TXAuthors.com, make sure to register. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every week, okay, at 4 o'clock Central Time on the Authors Radio Network, which is sponsored by TX Authors. Okay, and make sure to check out their conference. This is going to be a great opportunity for you to come out ahead. We'll see you next week. Make sure to stay continuing.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and